Started today in the Torah, Rabbi Yishai Lissa.
I can find it. It's in there somewhere. Shalom Aleichem, everybody. As we march our way through winter, I want to talk about some of the halachas relevant to umbrellas. So here we are, starting with weekday, everyday things. Chazal tell us that one should be careful not to walk in between two ladies, between two camels, between two dogs, some add between two chazerim, because it's koshel shichicha. It makes one forget his learning, which for a ben Torah, some poskim stress, it may be an issa d'oraisa. Hisham elecha pen tishkach. You're not supposed to forget your learning. So to be careful from forgetfulness, one of the things one must avoid is walking in between two ladies. The Ben Ishchai in Parshas Pinchas, Os Yud Zayin, says this is specifically if they are together, that they're in the same line. But if one is higher than the other, he gives the example of two dogs. One's on a windowsill and one's on the floor, and one wants to walk in between two of them. If the one on the windowsill is higher, is sitting higher than the head of the dog on the floor, then one can walk in between without any problem. Others add that if between them there's more than Dalad Amas, they're not in the same Dalad Amas, then one can walk in between them, no problem. Others add this is specifically if you're walking by yourself. If you're walking with a man next to you, you're not walking in between two dogs or two ladies. You're walking in between a lady and a man on your other side. There's also no problem. If the ladies that you're walking in between are under bas mitzvah, there's a bit, some are mekil, but Rav Chaim Kenievsky, it's brought over here in this sefer I have about Rav Chaim Kenievsky, which you're going to see another time. Rav Chaim Kenievsky was machmir on himself not to walk in between even two young children. The Shalmas Chaim, the Shut Shalmas Chaim, writes that it's only a problem once they reach an age where they're starting to see dam, which is, I think the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Ayin Hey, the age of 11. If it's your own mother or your sister or your daughter, there are those that are masupuk, if it's a problem or not. Some say that even children should be careful not to walk in between these things, because it can damage their teva, it can give them a forgetful nature. Now, how does this come into Hilchus umbrella? Well, the Piskei Teshuvah brings an idea that if one is holding something in his hand, for example, a stick, or his payas, or his tzitzis, or his beard, it helps for the kosher, the shichicha. As to why this may be, I'm not entirely sure, but it could be a figurative thing, just like you're holding something in your hand, you should also be able to hold things in your head. So holding an umbrella, walking through the street, I know there are those that are particularly careful when going to a busy place, such as a busy shop, they make sure to hold an umbrella or something in their hands in order to avoid this problem if they do happen to reach a situation where there's no choice and they must walk in between two ladies. There are those that also add another heter, which is that if the two ladies aren't interacting with each other, one's facing that way and one's facing that way, and there's nothing to do with each other, then there's no problem. It's only a problem if they're conversing or interacting with each other. But holding an umbrella or holding a stick, holding something in your hand, that seems to be al derech segula, a shield for this forgetful spell that occurs as you walk in between these things. Now, moving on. It doesn't seem to be a problem. It says specifically two dogs, specifically two camels, two ladies, two chazerim. I don't know if a chazer and a gomel would be an issue. Now, Simon Kufnan Aleph Sifvav, moving on, as we've walked through the streets now, we're coming to shul. Is it mutter to bring your umbrella into shul? Well, Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Kufnan Aleph Sifvav, which is from a Gemara in Yevamos, it's mutter to go on to Har Abayis, and it's also mutter likonis bebeis hakneses, but Makloi with your stick, Batarmilo, but Afandosai with your two types of bags. Some asa to come in with a long knife, which you're going to come onto in a minute. But it seems to be mutter to come into a Beis HaKnesses, the Shulchan Aruch writes, with a stick. So Lechera, it's mutter to come into Beis HaKnesses. I have in this picture book a picture of Rav Chaim Kenievsky holding an umbrella in the actual shul. So Lechera, there seems to be no issue. And that is until you open a Ben Ishchai in Parshas Vayikra Oisvav. He writes that briim, that healthy people, even healthy people, take in their hands a stick. This is in Iraq, in the winter, in order that it should be able to help them walk through the streets, which were filled with mud. In Iraq, we didn't have roads like we have in Manchester. Apparently, they used to get extremely muddy, and even healthy people used to have sticks to be able to sweep the mud away in order they should get there in one piece. One should not bring this stick into the Beis HaKnesses when they come to Daven. Rather, they should leave it outside in the place where the Shamash sits, in the cloakroom. However, a zokein and a chayle, that you shouldn't be machmir for them. It's mutter for them to take this stick, this mud stick, in their hands until where they sit down in the Beis HaKnesses. Why you shouldn't bring this stick is a bit unclear. The Chayyur of the Shulchan Aruch writes Mufurash Behedya that it's absolutely fine. He writes something at the end which might give a bit of a giloy as to what the problem may be of entering with your mud stick. And I think the same would apply to your umbrella. He says that in our times, where in the winter, where the roads are full of mud, you should be careful to wipe your shoes before you come in, because it gets very muddy and the shul gets filled with mud. So if you're coming into shul with your dirty mud stick or your dirty foot, your dirty shoes, then the shul get filled with mud. It'll be a bizoy in the Beis HaKnesses. So it seems to be that if your stick filled with mud, or your umbrella, which is filled with water, which causes a lot of dirt in the shul, it's best to leave it outside if it's dirty, unless one is a zokein or a chayle, in which case he needs it to walk, then you'd be able to bring it to your house. Now, this is something which is nogea to everybody in our rainy days. When you daven, one should not hold in your hand, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tadivov Sif Aleph, one should not hold in his hand to fill in, not a sefer mekisvei kodesh, not a kara malea, a full plate, not a sakin, not matni, not bread, when he's davening Shemina Esrei, because shelibay aleihem, you're busy paying attention to them in order that they shouldn't fall, and this is mevatel your kavana. So one should not daven with his umbrella in his hand, one should not daven with his umbrella like this, one should also not daven with his umbrella leant against the table, because you're busy concentrating on it, make sure it doesn't fall into the guy next to you and ruining his fancy suit. These things are very distracting. Similarly, the post can also point out one should not daven with his phone with the noise on his phone on, because it can ring at any moment, and that will also be mevatel your kavana. B'di'eved, if you did daven holding your umbrella or with your umbrella maybe in a situation that it would disturb you, you do not need to go back and daven if you know that you were able to be mechaber. This is not just to change your kavana one bit. However, if it did distract you during the bracha of Ovis, now a bit of an introduction. Siman Kuf Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch writes that one needs to have kavana during the bracha of Ovis, and the first bracha of Shemina Esrei. And if you don't have kavana, you have to repeat. The Ramah writes that nowadays we don't repeat, because we won't have kavana the second time either. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Shartzi and Sadivov Sifkot and Beis, and he writes that you do go back even nowadays if you are holding something and distracted you during Ovis. Why? Because you will have kavana the second time. Just put it down, and then you'll be able to daven better with kavana, in which case the Ramah doesn't apply. So if one did not have kavana during Ovis because for the reason that he was holding something, then or his phone was on loud and it was distracting him, or his umbrella was against the table and it's going to fall on his feet at any minute and that's also distracting him, one should put the umbrella down in a safe spot, outside the shul maybe, his phone outside the shul, and he should daven again. That's a Shaltian Siman Sadivov Sif Cotton Base. Now, there are those, in addition to this, even if it doesn't distract you, there are those, we mentioned before, not to come into shul with a long knife. This is because a knife is makatze yemei adam, and tefillah is marich yemei adam, and to put these two together seems to be a bit of a steer. The Kaf HaChaim writes that this does not, alpi kabbalah, this does not just apply to knives, it applies to anything made of iron. So if you have an iron frame for your umbrella, or you've got an iron handle, there's something in there made of iron, b'shem ha-mekubolim, the Kaf HaChaim writes, shomati b'shem ha-mekubolim, shemazhirin, sheloi lisa olav, shum dovah shel barzel, b'shas ha-tefillah. So that's another issue you might run into holding an umbrella. This is not just applied to knives and dangerous things, it applies to anything made of metal. If you have iron coins, let's say, or iron in your wallet, these things should be placed aside until after tefillah. Guns is similar to sakin orach, even if it's not made of iron. But also, if anything made of barzel, Alpi Kabbalo, the Kaf HaChaim says that he heard b'shema mekubalim that you should not hold it. This is the Kaf HaChaim Siman Tzavi Aleph Sifkot and Chof Tes. Now, moving on to Shabbos. The first Malach of Shabbos, which is listed, it's actually the second in the Mishnah, but it's the first in the Seder HaMalachas. The Choresh is what is Malach of Choresh to plow? This is preparing the ground for planting. This is through plowing, which is loosening the soil in order that it should be able to be a receptacle for any potential seeds. The Shaila is asked about women's high heels walking on mud on Shabbos, and I think the same would apply to an umbrella tip like this. If one is using it as a walking stick on Shabbos, to dig this into the ground might be a real issue of Choresh. Let's talk about that. Now, Noshim that go around with high heels, it might be a problem on muddy places, because the heel digs into the ground and the ground is made rougher, it's made looser, and it could very well be a sick ratio. You get very sharp high heels. Even the less sharp high heels, if it's in a place where the ground is soft, it could also loosen the ground. Even though we establish in Eiruvin on Daf Kuf that it's mutter to walk on grass, there's no issue of a man walking on grass. That's specifically when it's not a sick ratio where the grass will be cut up by you walking. For example, the Mishnah Berurah, I know others disagree, but the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's also to run on grass, especially high grass, because then you'll definitely uproot grass as your footfalls fall heavier. But for a lady, it could very well be an issue because she's got high heels which go into the ground and can cause a melechas choresh, but psik resha. To which that I found a Be'er Halach on Siman Shin Aleph in Sif Yad Zayin, which talks about an old man who's got a very sharp walking stick. It's not a walking stick that looks like this with a rubber end. It's a walking stick which looks more like this one. And he's walking around. Is he allowed to use this stick on Shabbos? So he's talking about there's a peg in the end of the stick. It's very sharp. He says that it's a psik resha de lo nichale. He brings a prima godin that's mitzadeid lahate. He wants to be mekel because it's kilkul b'rishus harabim. It's not his ground. It's rishus harabim. It's a destructive act. Rishus harabim is meant to be smooth, not full of holes. And also yochayfe kila achayad. It's not a normal way of digging. So lechayra you can bring a raya. Also from the sugya of sandal hamasuma. There's a gemara and daf samach which says in certain situations on Shabbos it's also to wear a special type of shoe with nails in. And the sugya there's a rashi there which is mashma. That the way the shoes were, they had nails underneath the shoe digging into the ground. The only reason it's also to wear this shoe on Shabbos was because of the gezeira of a maisa shehoya, it can lead to ladies miscarrying, the Ritva says. We don't want the same story to happen again. It's a Gemara in Shabbos Taf Samach. There's no issue of choresh in that sugya whatsoever, which maybe you could bring a raya from there. There would be mutter, it's kila achayad, it's kilkul b'rosh hasarabim, there'd be no issue of walking around with a stick. However, the post can point out that a lady in her own house, where she might be interested in loosening the ground. She's a lady who's a farmer, she's got a farm at home and she's walking around a field, and she might be interested in or it's in a situation where it's not going to be makalkel the rishus harabim, it's a place where it's a public planting field, then it might be an issue. Maybe the same thing with high heels and walking around with an umbrella, a sharp stick, that might be a problem. But a zokin and a chayla, there's more room to be mekel. So if somebody is walking with an umbrella because he needs it to walk, the Mishnah Berurah is inuish harabim. If it's kilkel, seems to be mekel. Now moving on into mukta, this I have over here a fine example of two suge mukta. We're going to talk about the difference between these two umbrellas. This is a folding umbrella. The way it works is you push a button and it opens like that. This is a much bigger umbrella. This is not a folding umbrella. You push a button, and if these are knots, by the way, you shouldn't tie them on Shabbos. That might be an issue of making a kesher uman bezman. But if you open, this is just a long stick. This is a two-man umbrella, which is very handy in Mancunian rain and wind. And it is a stick with it doesn't fold up like this one. Now, that what we're going to talk about, a klisha melachta le'issa. The halacha of a klisha melachta le'issa, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shinches, Sif Gimel, is it's mutter to move a klisha melachta le'issa even without a shinoi, if you need it for its purpose, for its functional design. For example, you're going to use a hammer to open nuts if you've got no other alternative available. Or you need the place that the umbrella occupies. Let's say I need to show you this stool. I can move this out of the way and give you a place to sit on Shabbos, even without a shinoi, and I can put this down, more or less, according to most poskim and the way we paskin, wherever I want. There's a bit of klishe melachta le'issa, but pretty much I can put it down wherever I want. Now, what makes a klishe melachta le'issa a klishe melachta le'issa? What is this thing on Shabbos that you can move even without a shinoi for its place that it occupies or to use its functional needs? It needs to be, number one, the first hagdol is it needs to be roi to use during the week. For example, a beged which is, contains shatness, you can't wear it during the week. That does not get a have. Or another example would be a kli which is not fully made yet. You have a half an umbrella without the fabric on, it's useless during the week, you can't use it for its functional design, you would not be able to use it for a shimush heter, you can't use the umbrella to open your nuts on Shabbos. Now, the second Hagdara out of three, it needs to be something which is roi to use during the week. For example, we're going to come on to an example, this is the example. This is l'chayra not useful for anything except as umbrella. It's not very good for breaking nuts, it's in its folded form, you can't open it on Shabbos as we're going to see. But this is not very useful for anything, I wouldn't let children play with it either because it's quite dangerous. This is something which is pretty much no use on Shabbos. However, this is something that can be used for something else on Shabbos. This can be used as a walking stick, this can be used as maybe it's a bit safer than this umbrella because it's not got as many moving parts. This can be used as a walking stick on Shabbos, in which case this would not have a din of a klishe melachta le'issa, the Minchas Shabbos points out, because it's useless for pretty much everything else, whereas this would have a din of a klishe melachta le'issa, and you can move it l'tzorech gufay u'mekomay, since it can be used for anything else. Another thing which stops something getting a din of a klishe melachta le'issa is if one is makbid not to use it for anything else. This falls under the category of chesor and kiss, since one would not use the umbrella for, one would not use his Mila knife for anything except for Mila, therefore it would have a din of Muktzah Machmas Gufay, you would not be able to move it the Tzorech Gufay Bumakoy. There's going to be a Chazara at the end of everything we've discussed. Now, moving on, Oihel, we're going to discuss why you cannot use an umbrella on Shabbos. Now, Simon Shintas Vov, I'm going to go through the klolim very quickly and we're going to understand a bit more about oihel. We can use the other things that are brought here as well. It's also to build an oihel. Arai, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Shin Tesvav, Midrabanon. You cannot build a canopy on Shabbos. Now, something which is, what is the hagdorah of a canopy? Something which is a tefach wide, which has a tefach space underneath it. It's made to protect what's underneath it. That would be an oihel. For example, a good example brought is a beged, which you spread on top of a barrel to protect the wine inside. You've got walls there of the barrel. You've got a tefach space if the wine is not filled all the way to the top of the barrel. And you're spreading a canopy, which is going to be have a tefach space and a tefach wide over this wine to protect it. That would be an issue of oihel on Shabbos. An eitzah would be to not spread it over the whole way or to have it spread a little bit from before Shabbos. Hosofa on an oihel arai is allowed. For example, let's say I have over here a curtain. Imagine this was flat like this. I'm going to do a bird's eye view over here. Apart from the kricha, that means you can't count this towards your tefach, but if it's opened the tefach wide, therefore it would be probably the first time this has ever been used in a shir, although it's been there for most of them. You could probably, if it's not, as long as it's open a tefach, apart from the crumpled part, you can add onto it on Shabbos, even if it's the hogain, the Shulchan Aruch writes. Now, even if it's not lahogain, you're not using it, you're not building this roof on Shabbos to protect what's underneath it. If it's got four walls and you're putting a roof on top, even if you're not using the space underneath it, the Taz writes that it's an issue of oihel. So if it's got no walls, it's a problem if it's lahogain to protect what's underneath it. If it's got four walls, even if it's not lahogain to protect what's underneath it, it's still a problem. Which leads me on to this. This is my next problem. These are magnetiles. These are magnetic toys that my daughter likes playing with. You have over here the tefach from Fear of Chaim Noah is 8 centimeters. This is 7 centimeters wide. So to build a box out of these on Shabbos would be okay. To build the smallest house possible out of magnetiles, that would be fine. However, if you get a bigger magnetile like this one over here, to build a little house, even without four walls, if you're going to be putting dollies and cars in there, but even if you're not putting dollies and cars in there, to put this on top of another one of these, which would be a tefach by a tefach with a tefach underneath, even if you're not using the space underneath, it's a problem because you've got four walls, says the Taz. So if you've got little children playing with magnetiles, you should warn them on Shabbos, if they reach the age of chinuch, that is, they should not build a roof which is bigger than this smallest piece. That's another. If there was a mib'oidioim, a tefach, we spoke about it, just extending it. If there's already a tefach open, then it's okay. Now what happens if you have... Sukkaruf. So we're going to come on to Sukkaruf in a minute. There has to be a tefach. Sukkaruf, we're going to say it could be have a similar din of a folding chair, which we're going to talk about. It might be that it's protecting the sechach, which is less than a tefach, underneath the actual roof, which is...
Most one was more than tefach from the roof.
Pardon?
Most built on sukkah is a sukkaruf, more than tefach from the
sechach. Right, so we're going to talk about on hinges. I've got a folding chair over here. We're going to discuss that in a minute.
Presume that you can't put up a gazebo.
Yes, to put up a gazebo on Shabbos, since you're having kavana lahogain and you've got a solid roof and it's protecting a tefach space and it's more than a tefach above the thing that it's protecting, that would definitely be an issue. Now we're going to talk about now a folding chair. We're going to come onto your sukkah roof. How come a sukkah roof is okay? Well, the Gemara talks about a kisei traskel, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch. I have no cameras. Can I have the camera? Can I request the cameras to follow me? It's on me?
Yeah.
Hello. So we have a chair over here. Can I open this? I've got my magnetiles underneath. I want to protect them from the rain. I've got a folding chair over here. Am I allowed to do this? No, I've got a tefach space. Protecting under here would be a lechayra be an issue of oihal. The Gemara says it's no problem, and the poskim explained because it's ovid v'kai. It's something which is made to open and close, and it's on hinges. There's no issue of opening it on Shabbos. It's as if it's already made from Erev Shabbos. So opening something like this, and the Chora, a chair like this, the Shatzi in Shin Tesvav, I think Sivkot and Namad Beis, says that even something like this, that's got four walls as well, it's okay, since it's Ovid V'Koi. This is a folding stool that's often used on Shabbos at Abris. You've got these sorts of chairs. Even though it's got four walls, since it's there from Erev Shabbos, the Chora, it should be okay, which leads me on to the Shaila about umbrellas on Shabbos. Why are umbrellas a problem? The Chora, it's got a similar din to Kisai Traskal, a folding chair. This is Ovid V'Koi, but Oidim is similar action to opening a folding chair. So the Chora, why can't I use this in an Erev to get out of the rain on Shabbos? That also might be okay. I have to discuss it with you afterwards. The Aitza would be to spread it a tefach mibayim. If it's open a tefach from before Shabbos, there's what to talk about. We're going to come on to why umbrella might be different to the kisai traskel right now. The Be'er Halacha in pardon. Baby's baggies also might be different to an umbrella. We're going to come on to this, and Kerelitz talks about that. The Be'er Halacha in Simon Shintesvav, Sifkot Dibah Maschel Tefach, he talks about something called an umbrillo, or a parasol, which, if I'm not mistaken, is an umbrella which it attaches to your picnic bench, one of those huge ones. He says, even though it's got no walls, he says, Harbe machmirim mitam oihel, dekol hecha demiskaven neshem hagona, whenever you set up a canopy to shield something else, even if it's just a roof without mechitzas, that then it might be an issue. And it's not similar to a kisai traskel, my folding chair, which I unfolded over my magnetiles, because this, I'm not doing a mamish, a maisa Shabbos. However, these umbrellas, says the Mishnah Berurah, you have to open it, and then you have to stick a stick in order to stop it folding down, or you have to tie a chutzel barzel around the umbrella to stop it closing. So maybe your canopy might have something that you need to do after you open it to lock it into place. That seems to be more of an issue as if it's not open from Erev Shabbos. Now, I forgot to mention one thing. If you have something which is an oihel, which looks like this, you have a triangular shaped canopy like this, is it a problem? So Shulchan Aruch writes that if you have a tefach width within the first three tefachim that it's coming down, then it's a problem. Then you have an oihel. It works with dinei lovad. I think some say that it works as if the tefach is at the top. If you have a triangular canopy, which may be something like this, which does not have a tefach space within the first three tefachim of when it goes down, when it starts going down the slope, then it would be an issue. So this would not necessarily be considered open from before Shabbos. Actually, maybe it might be. I'm not sure. Three tefachim down with one tefach space in between within the first three tefachim between the two sides of the triangle. Now, our umbrella, we've said, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's osa because it's not similar to a folding chair. Why? Because you have to do something after you open it. L'chayra, our umbrellas, you don't have to do anything after you open it. So why is it different to kisei traskel? The Chazanish says there might be an issue of tikkun mono of dindachol, which I don't want to go into now. I want to bring a chiluk from Rav Shmuel Orbach. He says, he disagrees entirely. He says that an umbrella is not the same as a kisei traskel. A kisei traskel, the way it works is you have this, and it's still here. You just put it this way. An umbrella, you don't have it. It's crumpled up. And when you open it, it spreads out. It's not as if it's still here, mibayayim. This is extremely difficult to understand, because the chayra, this is also not still here. This is folded in half now, and now you open it. The chayra, this, maybe Rav Shmuel Orbach would hold, would be a problem on Shabbos, and this is the sort of kisei traskel. Does it matter? What happens if I have a very firm umbrella, if there's such a thing? Then it'll be okay? I'm not sure. This is no longer a platform. This is still the platform.
It's still a firm base.
But the shelter's not here anymore. It's folded in half. The chair, this is the same similar shape to an umbrella. Now I'm opening it. An umbrella. Right, so I'm sure he would say this is okay. I'm struggling to hear a concrete svara as to why that may be. I just something that I'm struggling with very much. We're going to run out of time, so I want to do a quick chazara of everything we've said today. Hilchas umbrella. Here we go. So everybody can walk away with everything. Hilchas umbrella. Here we go. Chazal say one should be careful not to walk in between two ladies, two gemolim, two chazerim, two kalovim, because it's kosher b'shechachos. Some poskim write this may be an isser d'oraisa of pentishvach. One is not to remove Torah from his heart. Ben Ish Chai says this is in Parshas Pinchas. This is specifically if they're in one line of they're on the same level. If one's higher than the other, the dog is sitting higher than the other dog's head on a high ledge, then there's no problem. If between them there's daladamas, the person can also write there's no problem. This is if you're walking by yourself, or you have a lady and a lady, but if you have a man with you, that's also okay. You're walking between the man and the camel. If the ladies are very young, some are mekel, others are machmir, some are only machmir at the time that they start to see dam. Your own mother, your own rebbetzin, your own daughter, some are masupuk. Piskei Tshuva says that an eitzah would be to hold something in your hand. Some people are makbid and they go to a shop, like a very busy shop, they hold something in their hands in case they end up walking. Right, so that's why it's here. The Hasidim hold umbrellas in order to avoid this. I think it's, as far as I'm aware, it's for this issue. Even a child should be aware, even less than under bar mitzvah, under bas mitzvah, because even though they're not chayv to remember the Torah, maybe midin chinuch, but because, since it gives them a forgetful nature, maybe even less than the din of chinuch, you should prevent your two-year-old boy walking in between two gemalim. To Simon Kufnan Aleph, Sifov, it's mutter to come into shul with your stick, with your various bags. Some asa to come in with a sakin oruch. L'chorio, it's mutter to bring your umbrella into shul. However, the Ben Ish Chai points out that if it's very muddy and it's going to make a mess of the shul, it might be felt in covered base of Knesset to bring it in. It should be left outside in the cloakroom. When you daven, one should definitely not be holding an umbrella in his hand. This applies even when you're davening b'yachida, so you don't care, you're in a situation where the shul's outside, when there's no problem of making the shul dirty. Because we're holding an umbrella while you daven, it's mevata your kavana. I want to say, even if you lean it against the table in a place where it's precarious, it might fall down at any minute. That also is mevata your kavana. If you didn't have kavana for the first bracha of Avos, even though usually we do not repeat if you don't have kavana in Avos, if your lack of kavana came from the fact that you were holding something or something was disturbing and you could remove that thing, the Mishnah Berurah says one should repeat in Shartzi and Sadivov Sif Cotton Base. Kafa Chaim adds in another thing: one should not be holding anything during davening made of iron. If your umbrella has iron parts on it, it's another reason not to be holding it. We spoke about Choresh, ladies' high heels in the ground. It might be a psik ratio of making holes, of loosening the ground, making it fitting to plant. And Be'er Halacha brings a few tzadim lahokel, definitely for an old man, that it's a psik ratio to nichele, it's Kalkal Brushes Harabim, and it's Chayfe Kela Achayad. We also try to bring a raya from Daf Samach in Shabbos, but it talks about a sandal hamasuma. You have a sandal with nails in, and the Rashi is mashma there that the nails are to the floor of the sandal, and there's no mention of Choresh throughout the entire Sugya. The only reason it's Osa is a Gezeira Midirabonon of a Maisa, Mimaisa Shehoya Ayin Shom. However, the post can write that it's better for a lady to walk, I forgot to mention this, it's better for a lady to walk slowly, so maybe it's not a psik resha. In her Roshus, it might be more of an issue because it might be Nichalov to loosen the ground, that it should plant better. The same dinner applied to an umbrella with a very sharp edge to walk with it on Shabbos and it digs into the ground and makes holes. That might be a problem. However, for Zokin and Achola, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be take on that it might be more kuladik. Maybe there's enough kamina between a folding umbrella which fell down over here to a long umbrella. A long umbrella might have a din shaklishim after the Issa because it's roi for shimash heta. However, this pretty much has no shimash heta. I wouldn't let children play with it. It's not very safe. The Minchas Shabbos brings the nachgemina between a long umbrella and a short umbrella. A long umbrella could be used as a walking stick. It could be used to prod something. As a short umbrella is pretty much useless for anything else apart from being an umbrella. We spoke about Eihel. It came out from the Be'er Halacha. There seems to be little to no issue with our umbrellas nowadays that you just open it and it's okay. The Chazon Ish writes that there might be an issue of Tikkun Mon and Uvdin Lechol. Here, the Chazon Ish actually writes that Lechora there's in Siman Nun Beis Sifkot and Vav, I think it is. He writes that there's no issue of Eihel with umbrellas nowadays. He brings different things entirely. So somebody asks you what the issue is with an umbrella, say it's not so clear. The Rav Shmuel Orbach says that an umbrella lechera is not the same as a folding chair. A folding chair is something which is there already. An umbrella is something which is crumpled up and you press a button and it opens. It's not something which was there necessarily. I want to add in one more thing. I once saw somewhere that the reason why we are so makbid on umbrellas nowadays not to matter them on Shabbos, even though the Issa is not so clear, is because one of the first things that the Reform instituted that is mutter to use an umbrella on Shabbos, and it led to that was a downward scale. So to be magdir the Peretz, to be goyder Peretz, chachmenu asad it, and we should be zeicher to be askay album here of Yomenu Amen.
You know, you get a round table.